I'm Caroline Stocks from Poultry Health Today, and I'm here with Professor Emeritus Joe Giambroni from Auburn University, and you're also now a poultry consultant. Joe, thanks for joining with
us. Sure. My pleasure.
So, coccidiosis leading to necrotic enteritis. It's been a major problem for producers using no antibiotics ever. Would you say that the industry is actually making progress towards tackling either of these two diseases?
Yes, they've been, I kind of been forced kicking and screaming, some quicker than others, but I think now we're probably all on the same page, and we're making good progress, and I think the future is bright. There's been some hiccups on the way, but I think we're headed in the right direction, and I'm extremely proud of the way the industry has worked.
So what are the steps and the measures that are being taken?
Okay, well, first you have to realize that necrotic enteritis is usually secondary not only to coccidia, but other things which can cause insult to the intestinal tract. And there's a whole lot of things like fiber in the diet, particle size. We use a lot of DGSs, which are basically leftover, they're distiller's grain, which are left over from corn, which has been used for ethanol. So the whole host of things, everyone looks at coccidia, but there's a multifactorial increase in necrotic enteritis.
So is there one thing in particular that producers can do, or is it a combination of things, and does it vary across farms, or is it a sector-wide
thing? All of the above.
Right.
I mean, it's extremely, if you feel like the major thing is cocci, then you have to look at not only your cocci vaccine. So many companies now have gone to a bio shuttle, which means vaccination in the hatchery, and then coming back at around 14 days, usually a chemical base. That seems to be the predominant way. Others have looked at things like reducing DGS, better enzymes for fiber digestion, better biosecurity, putting on protective footwear, controlling vermin, reducing the biological material in the litter, like having drier litter, better air control, better handling of feed and water. It is complicated, and it varies from farm to farm, and that's why in some cases people are using probiotics, prebiotics, all these different things, and sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. So it has to be tailored. It's just like a vaccine program. There is no vaccine program that can handle every farm or every complex, and you need to have to be like a CSI type person, to detective, to find out the best means, and for many instances it's a trial and error. But really the best way, I think, is good house management, good biosecurity, and then if that is not enough, then you need to start looking at feed additives.
So a lot of it sounds like it's just really getting back to basics with the
no question about basic health management along with biosecurity goes a long way. If you need to look at some of these other feed additives, altering cocci programs is a difficult situation, but it's another thing that needs to be tackled. There's a huge bucket of things that need to be done, and that gets back to really the person in charge of live production, which may or may not be a veterinarian, because a lot of these things have to do with economics. And the veterinarian might say we need to do this, that, and the other, but if it's not economically feasible, it's down to the live production manager, and his job is on the line.
So what other diseases and health challenges are we more likely to see with no antibiotic?
Clostridium is the major cause of necrotic enteritis, but there's also Clostridium that can cause gangrenous dermatitis. And so you also have E. coli in there, which can be enteric or septicemia. You have Staph aureus. Staph aureus is another one in there, which causes a type of breast blisters and breast buttons. A lot of those will end up causing condemnations in the processing plant. You have those which cause disease, and then something else you might want to get into is the poultry, the health, public health significance. Salmonella, Campylobacter, while they They are silent in poultry. They may show up contaminating carcasses and eggs. And then if the consumer's not handling them properly, then you end up with a higher incidence and severity of food safety problems.
So we've talked a lot there about the problems, the health issues with mm-hmm. no antibiotics ever. Flip it around. Are there any actually conditions that occur less in those systems?
Obviously, if you are going to better biosecurity, if you're handling the litter better, that will prevent other diseases as well, not just necrotic enteritis and coccidiosis. To say one is going to be helped by removing antibiotics, I'm not really sure, because the antibiotics that were moved initially were growth-promoting antibiotics, and those like zinc bacitracin, those were used to, and virginiamycin, to allow the birds to grow, but they also controlled necrotic enteritis. And so when they were pulled, the consequences then were these other diseases going up.
Fascinating stuff. we've been talking to consultant Joe Giambroni. Joe, thanks for joining us.
I enjoyed it. Thank you very much. I hope it was helpful.